This is episode 1968 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for showing up for yourself today as you get ready to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity. In today's episode, you will be guided as you layer together the different meditation techniques you've explored all week long in this week's series. Our theme for the week has been healing soul wounds, those deep soul wounds that can linger and that can hinder you from moving forward in your life. There are considered to be five soul wounds, and we experience each of these soul wounds, sometimes simultaneously, as we live our life journey. In fact, experts reveal that at any given time, we are experiencing two of these soul wounds. The soul wounds are abandonment, injustice, betrayal, rejection, and humiliation. It's considered that humiliation is not as common as the others. Of course, I guess that depends on your unique situation. If you were to walk outside from where you are, the next person you would run into, you can be guaranteed they have experienced these soul wounds, and they are likely experiencing, according to the research, at least two of these soul wounds. So in today's episode, I also want to let you know that you are not alone. Earlier in the series, I shared with you how when you're going through some trauma, or if someone you come across is going through trauma, and your emotions are elevated, they are hyper-elevated, that is not a good time to talk about and rehash the events of your trauma. Usually, according to the experts, when you talk about your trauma, when you are still deeply experiencing it, it can reinforce it. And in that case, the best way to feel better is to feel calm and to feel safe. So do what you can to help someone in need by creating a calm, safe environment, and do the same for yourself as well. When your hyper vigilant emotions have subsided and you're starting to feel better about yourself, and this usually takes time, you may come to the point where you want to process your emotions, and you may want to do this by talking about the events. And you can do this with an expert, or you can call someone who you know always has your back, someone who supports you, someone who may even just listen without giving any advice. You're not necessarily always looking for advice. You're simply wanting to process your emotions at your own pace, in your own way, without interruptions, without interjections of how you should feel or what you should be doing. You just want to let the emotions go by talking about them. So this is a good place to put closure on your emotions and to write a new story for yourself, your hero's story, because you are a hero when you go through these soul wounds with grace, with care, and by releasing judgment of yourself or others. In fact, that was your daily challenge for this week. It was every day focus on releasing judgment, those emotions that drag you downward, such as resentment, holding a grievance, even hatred, judging others, letting go of those emotions. So as you settle yourself down and meditate today, make sure your spine is nice and straight. Close your eyes and keep them slightly elevated upward. This keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Mentally repeat the week's affirmation. I release judgment. Inhale and exhale through your nose. You may place your hands in the week's mudra, the Linga Mudra, for creativity as you write a new story for yourself. Intertwine your fingers, holding them at your abdomen or in your lap. And then with your left index finger and left thumb, touch them together, creating a circle or a lasso. And lasso or encircle your right thumb, keeping your fingers intertwined, just encircling your right thumb with your left index and left thumb touching. You can hold the mudra for however long you feel comfortable doing so, feeling your creativity sparked. You can visualize your abdominal area. Visualize the color yellow and a fire softly burning, fueling your zest for life and passion. Remembering those things that represent who you are. As you inhale through your nose, draw your breath inward and upward, oxygenating your cells. Hold the pause between the inhale and exhale and drag it out just a little and mentally release fear, judgment, self-doubt, anger. Let it go. As you exhale, release your breath and feel a sense of calmness permeate your body as you release tension. Inhaling and exhaling through your nose. Sit in meditation. You can continue the breathing technique and reflect on your next steps. A new story you write for yourself, a new journey. If you'd like the full guided half-hour meditations, those are on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for 2 weeks free. You are so worth slowing down for.